Good morning. Today is the 19th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count this yet, please do so during daylight hours. Mishnayos are sponsored as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Nagaim. We are almost done with the Masechta. We're in the 14th parak, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. We have just been discussing what happens with the Metzora. He has gone to the Tvila. He's now standing on the steps towards the Genor Gate. And Hichnis Rosho, the Mishnah says, the Metzora puts his head into the courtyard. He can't go in, but the blood of the Asham can't be taken out, and yet still it has to be put on his ear, his thumb, and his toe. So in order to do that, the Metzora bends his head into the Azara by keeping the majority of his body outside of Shar Nikanor, right? And the Kohen puts, he sticks his head inside, and the Kohen, Benasan al Tanuch Ozno, he puts the blood that he's holding in his hand, right? He puts it on the cartilage inside piece. It's known as the anti-helix, the tenuch, inside the ear. Yado, and then he puts his hand inside, but nasanabo and yado, and then the coin puts the blood of the asham on his thumb while he's still at the Nicanor gate. Then raglo, he puts his foot in, and he, vinasanabo and raglo, and he puts it on his big toe. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloshtam Hayim Machnas Gechad. Rabbi Yehuda says the Metzora stands and he puts his head, his hand, and his foot into the courtyard all at the same time, so that he doesn't have to keep putting a something tame into the azara. And so Ein lo bowen yad bowen rego ozen yamanis. The Mishnah says if the Metzora is missing his thumb, his big toe, or his right ear, Ein lo taro olamis, he's stuck, he can't ever become tahare. Every step is important. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no sin hu al makoma, no, we can put the blood on the place where the thumb was supposed to be, where the toe was supposed to be, where the ear was supposed to be. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nasan al shal smol yatzah. Rabbi Shimon says, it doesn't need to be done exactly as stated, even if he put it on the left, he's going to be Yotzei. Now, the Metzora also has to bring a log shemen. He has to take it, which is still, and when we last left it, it was in the northern part of the Azara, to be waved, to have the tenufa with the Yasham, with the right hand of the, right? The Yatzak Lasok Kapo Shal Chavero, the Kohen takes some of this oil, and he pours it into the left hand of a different Kohen. Right? Tava Vihiza Sheva Pamim Neged Beis Kodesh HaKadashim. The Kohen stands facing the Kodesh Kadashim. He sticks his right index finger into the oil, and he sprinkles the oil seven times towards the Kodesh HaKadashim. Right? Al Kol Azoya Tefila. Each time that he was going to sprinkle, he had to stick his hand back into the oil again. You can't sprinkle twice when you're dipping once. Balo Itzal HaMitzora. And then the Kohen comes back to the Mitzora. And Makom Shu Nosein Es Adam, Shamu Nosein Es Hashem, and Shenema Makom Dama Hashem. After he sprinkles the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadashim, he dabs the oil on the Metzora's right ear, right thumb, and right big toe on the same spots that he just put the blood. And again, the Metzora puts his head in, and then his hand, and finally his foot. Vanosar Min Hashem and Ashar Kafa Kohen Yitain Al Rosh Hamitar Lechaper. And the leftover oil that's in the hand of the Kohen, he becomes tar as a atonement. If he put the oil onto the Metzora's head, and then it's complete. If he doesn't, then it's not complete. The leftover oil does not get spread on his head. It's not complete. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Shiari Mitzvahin Bein Nasan Bein Shalom Nasan Kiper. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, look, the bottom line is this is leftover oil. If he puts it there, it's fine. If he doesn't, it's okay. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if the leftover oil doesn't get poured on the Mitzvah's head, then the Asham doesn't have to get brought again. But he didn't do the Mitzvah properly. That doesn't mean he's not stuck. Now, what if part of the log was missing before the Kohen poured it into his left hand? So if that's the case, he can do something about it. He can fill it up. Misha Yatzak, but once he poured it into the left hand, so Yavi Acher B'kabat Chilu Devei Rabbi Akiva. If he didn't, he has to redo the entire oil process according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says Chasar Alogat Shalona Son. If he was missing before he sprinkled the oil, so then he should replenish it. But if it happened after he sprinkled the oil, so then he should bring a brand new process. In other words, it's not based on when he poured it, it's based on when he put his hands into it. Okay, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva according to the Rambam, and we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.